One of the best-performing stocks this year was Boeing. It's up about 80%. That may seem surprising since the company began 2013 with the grounding of its flagship 787 Dreamliner. NPR's Wendy Kaufman explains.
On the very first Monday of 2013, Boeing got some bad news. There was a catastrophic battery fire on a 787 parked at the Boston airport. Less than 2 weeks later, there was a second battery meltdown on another 787. That one prompted an emergency landing. Government regulators responded quickly.
There is breaking news in the air tonight. The FAA has ordered all the new 787 Dreamliners grounded for the time being.
Indeed, the entire worldwide fleet of 787s would sit on the ground for more than 3 months while investigators and engineers figured out how to fix the plane's overheating lithium-ion batteries. Deliveries of new 787s were halted, too. But Boeing's stock never really faltered. As Carter Leak, an investment banker at BB&T Capital Markets, puts it, Wall Street shrugged off the 787's battery problems.
The market shrugged it off because they made the correct bet that Boeing would be able to get through this.
But beyond that, says Leak, a longtime industry observer, investors were focused on Boeing's large and growing backlog of orders for its other airplanes.
The smart money saw that the 737 and the 777, the aircraft that have the highest margins and the highest cash flow, were on track. Demand was at all-time high, and production rates were likely to go even higher, which they did.
And keep in mind that Boeing has only one real competitor for large commercial jets, Europe's Airbus. Last month at the Dubai Air Show, Boeing launched its newest plane, the 777X. The redesigned version of the existing model won a record number of orders, totaling $95 billion at list prices. But where Boeing will build that new plane is still being decided. It's an extremely contentious issue. Just about everyone, including industry analyst Richard Abulafia, assumed that Boeing would build it at its existing 777 factory near Seattle.
Experience plays a very big role in the manufacture of any commercial jetliner, but particularly a major derivative of an existing jet.
But this past fall, Boeing told its union machinists that if they did not approve a new contract, the company might well build the 777X somewhere else.
It's not going to happen. It would be a complete fiasco. It would be corporate suicide for them to attempt that.
Union machinist Thomas Campbell was among those who essentially called Boeing's bluff. The union overwhelmingly rejected the contract with its scaled-back pension and other benefits. Boeing wasted no time in soliciting bids from other potential sites. But building in a new place carries risk, like production problems or extended delays. And analyst Abulafia says, given the uncertainty about where the plane will be built, some airlines considering or buying 777Xs are also looking at Airbus jets.
These are core Boeing customers saying, even though we like the 777X, we feel more comfortable with at least hedging our bets and buying some Airbuses too.
Meanwhile, Boeing has sweetened its contract offer to the machinists. They will vote again on January 3rd. But what happens if the union once again rejects the deal is far from certain. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.